Governor Cuomo is releasing parts of his 2016 agenda in the days leading up to his speech. In a talk on Long Island, he said that he'll increase the state's Environmental Protection Fund, which languished during the long recession and slow economic recovery.
It's been depleted over the years. We want to increase funding by more than 30% on the EPF to get it up to a level where it can make a real difference. And I want to fund it at $300 million, which will be the highest level in history.
Cuomo froze the environmental fund at $134 million a year when he first took office, citing a $10 billion budget gap. This year, the state's running a surplus. The governor says he will also increase funding to state parks in his new budget. Environmental groups are overjoyed. They say it's been a goal for years to fully finance the fund, which was created by the current governor's father, former Governor Mario Cuomo, 23 years ago. Jessica Otney with the Nature Conservancy says the news comes as a very pleasant surprise.
This is absolutely a historic moment, and I think the entire community is thrilled.
She says the fund has paid for environmental projects in every county of the state, including improving public lands.
Waterfront revitalization. So all over the state, communities have used this, from Oswego to Long Island out to Buffalo, to revitalize waterfront areas and make them more accessible and useful to the public. Then there's also, farmland protection. So making sure that our family farms across New York State can continue providing local healthy food to New Yorkers.
Cuomo and the legislature decide how to divide the money between different categories. Groups then apply for grants. Otney says some have been waiting quite a while for a chance for funding.
There are a tremendous amount of projects out there, and there's a tremendous need for this funding. In some programs, we see things like a 9-year waiting line for funding.
The state's business council is also pleased with the increased environmental funding, saying it helps in everything from land conservation to pollution prevention. Cuomo also says he's thinking big on infrastructure projects. He's proposing building a third track for the Long Island Railroad and better public transit access to the airports. In a speech in Rochester, he talked of increased funding for downtown revitalization projects. He says he'll be making announcements in multiple regions of the state in coming days to announce more plans. The governor's also pressing the state Senate to agree to pass a law to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. That's for workers not covered by his executive actions that already apply to fast food workers and state workers. He said he'll offer tax cuts to small businesses as a deal sweetener. Cuomo repeated that promise, and he offered some details.
This will be about a $1.5 billion tax cut to over 1 million small businesses. And it's exactly the signal that we want to send.
Cuomo says he'll reduce corporate taxes for small employers from 6.5% to 4%. Small businesses where owners pay state income taxes instead will be able to exclude 15% of their income from taxes. He says the small employers would see benefits beginning in 2017. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.